Hello, everyone. Welcome again to Heart to Heart. Lord, our God is mighty and proven by the Holy Spirit. And he has so many wonderful things to say to his people. He loves us. We're about to face eternity. He continues to tell us that many people are going to be thrust into eternity. His people will be thrust into eternity. And if they haven't been working the plans that he's been giving them, they can't benefit from the laws of sowing and reaping. If people don't act on what he says, then remember, we're not saved by works, but if we don't act on what he's given us to do or desiring to give us to do, we'll have fewer rewards in heaven. And the greatest rewards is getting people saved. But the Lord will reward us for doing, for obeying him and getting people saved. This is very important. And we have to follow his plan to do it. He'll show us what to do and how to do it. And it's still a large problem among the people of God to not trust their will, but to trust in God's will. Cannot trust their will over God's will. What is he revealing to you? What is he saying? When we get involved with doing what he say do, we're going to do what's necessary. And we'll see, over time, we'll see how important it really is to obey him. And then those that have not gotten saved and put off believing on Jesus Christ, rejecting his word, they'll be caught off guard, thrust into eternity just like they are, without warning. And I want people to know that there is a heaven to gain and a hell to shun. Because once he returns, it's too late. And you don't want to be caught off guard when the Lord returns. He said there won't be a second chance. And the Lord loves his people. And right now, we still have this chance to do something about it. But when he returns, then all opportunities are gone. And I think about that a lot. And it causes me to think, what can I do about it? How do I respond? What can I say to people? So I decided to be aware. I said, Lord, whoever I can help, whatever I can do, reveal it to me. I started confessing. When I want something, I start speaking the word of God. And I want something. So the mightiest thing I can come up with is I will do all that's in the Lord's heart. So that when he reveals something to me, I get on board with it. I won't have the stall time, but I'll get on board and act to propel the will of God faster and not be a hindrance to it. You know, we slow it down with unbelief, doubt, all forms of fears. And when I say I'll do all this, I'm getting on board myself. So that whenever he give me something to do, I can act on it and be done. Instead of wondering about it. Somebody will say, well, you teach this stuff all the time. I know. But you have to win. You have to get on board with God and get down to business with him. Elder Lewis once taught, he said in one of his messages, get down to business with God and he'll get down to business with you. And I found that to be true. Take time and receive what he's saying, you can get on board with something greater. If you're already in faith, believing God for things, that's good. But if God reveals something to you, you can receive it, believe it, and act on it, and do greater. You know, Moses had to First, he had to receive what God said, relay it to Pharaoh through Aaron. You know, and when he spoke through Aaron, here's the king. I could see him being offended that a man that was once a slave under his rule is telling him what to do by the voice of God. And here's this Moses that used to be in the palace. I don't know if he knew him or not, but he's telling Aaron what to say. And then the Lord God Almighty is backing up everything that they're saying. You know, it's mind-boggling. It was mind-boggling to Pharaoh. It really provoked his pride. It hardened his heart to see a slave relaying what God had to say for him to do. Nevertheless, that's what happened. And then the Lord backed it up. And Moses, here he is telling the king what to do and what not to do and let the people go. And then he tell him what was going to happen. And then the Lord always backed him up. You know, when you follow God, you'll be put in the same position Moses was. You'll have to learn to act on what he's saying. You don't have any physical evidence to point at, except the Lord told you. And then the Lord, there's peace in obeying God. And there's this wonderful. When you trust him, you're out there, you're on the stage of life when you trust in God. Moses had to believe that God told him what to say, enough to say it. And then he had to work the miracles. He had to remain in faith to work the miracles. And then he had to tell Pharaoh what to do after the damage was done, after the flies came and after the frogs came and after the darkness came. Whatever happened when the water was turned to blood, he had to tell Pharaoh to repent and let the people go. And he didn't want to let them go, but he had to let them go. And he'd repent and ask, and then he'd ask Moses to pray for him. He started trusting what Moses said. He started interceding for Egypt, the Pharaoh, by repenting and asking Moses to pray for him. And then Moses had to go and believe God to shut it down. Every time something happened, according to the judgment, what happened, Moses had to believe for it to happen. He had to act in faith. And then when the Pharaoh repented, he had to believe God to shut it down. And as when he started, he was kind of wobbling, just like we would be. He had all the concerns we'd have. I don't speak well. I got a speech impediment. And then the Lord said, who made man's mouth? He didn't ask God to heal him. But the Lord gave him Aaron. He said, Aaron will be like a prophet and you will be like God telling them what to say in Pharaoh's sight. So Pharaoh had a living visual, something he could see. The Lord works with our ignorance. So when you follow God, the Lord's going to work with you, and he's going to use you in a way that will help people understand. You have to put your total trust in what God is doing, because he's right. He's good. He's excellent. He thinks of everything. You're on the stage, but you're not alone. You're standing in his place, doing his work, but he's with you. He's using your personality. He's using your character. That's why we have to build our lives and have the character of God. Operate according to his word. Love people sincerely for everything to work right. When those things are in place and you're fortifying your heart to do God's business, you won the battle within, it's easy to win the battle without. God will show you what to do if you have the solid foundation, and you get it by filling your heart with the word of God. Now, if you're going to trust God and do these things, don't fail to fill your heart with His Word. You have to study His Word. Whatever He's putting on your heart, you have to study. You have to be ready. That's where your faith comes from. You have to believe the Lord. You get it from the Word. And you also, the faith that takes to trust God, you get that from what He says. What He's saying is the Word. It's just the Holy Spirit telling you, just like He told others, to write it down. It's biblical. It's biblical for God to give you heavenly instructions. Because Jesus said that the Holy Spirit, when He, the Spirit of truth, has come, He will guide you into all truth. That's biblical. No man can say that's not of God. And everybody is responsible to regard what God said. They can tell. It's detectable. All the living words of God, they are detectable. And you just have to do your part and hear Him out. Now, when you follow Him, you're following a greater course. And God can show you greater things. He can help you understand greater things. And you're going to love Him. There's nothing to be afraid of. He's with you. But when you learn to look at Him anyway, when you follow Him, the Word of God gives you a visual. I always teach this. It always gives you a visual of who God is, the character of God, what He likes, what He approves. And when you receive these things, you end up doing greater things. There's nothing wrong with reiterating the Word of God, because faith comes by hearing and hearing the word of God. The enemy don't want you to know these things, so he's trying to get you to find a reason not to follow God. And he'll use the fears and the unknown things, your concerns, to try to bully you out of God's perfect will for your life. But don't let it happen. Because God is worthy to be praised. He's worthy to be worshipped. He's worthy to be followed. And He's definitely worthy to receive our attention. Anybody that will give God their attention, they are capable of so much more. And they can do so much more. They can live the life of God. Now, it's important. It's very important to do God's perfect will. Hear Him out and see what He has to say. And the Lord loves us. He's going to be there for us. He's going to always do His part. You're not on the stage of life by yourself. There is nothing to fear. A man said there's nothing to fear but fear itself. Fear has no foundation. That's what He's showing you. Fear, it has no foundation. And if you act on it, it will kill you. So, in other words, reject fear. I would say, don't fear at all, and don't act on it at all. But I know the point He was trying to make. Perfect love cast out fear. It once was, but now it's not in your life. You cast it out by receiving the true Word of God, the living Word of God. And enjoying life. Everything you do, you're in a position that everything that you do can be assistance to God. If you act on His will, if you learn His will and act on it, your faith can assist Him in all that He's doing. And you're going to be rewarded. He can use you. He can cause you to do things that others can't. He can cause you to do things that's necessary. He can cause you to do things that other people won't do. You can do it. You can. You can say the right things. You can receive a vision and tell people what the Lord said to help them make better decisions. Remember, whatever God tells you to do, you're fully capable of doing it. don't have to plan to do it. And he wants you to write a book. Work on it every day. You don't have to stop everything and write the book. Start writing the book. If he wants you to say something to somebody, do it. If he wants you to help somebody else, do that. And do it the way he say do it. And give assistance. You can use your talents and abilities to bless the people of God and to reach people. Whatever you're doing, be bold about it. Don't let it fall. Make sure you do all that's in his heart. It's going to work. You can do this. You can do whatever God say you can do. And it'll probably be something that seems very impossible. Do it anyway. He's right there with you to help. You're going to find out that he loves you and he's with you to help you. God loves you. And when you follow him, you're able to do all things through Christ who strengthens you. When you see him, receive his word. You give God your attention. A lot of times people want to bless God with all this money and bless the works of the ministry. Money can change the dynamics. If you give too much, it can hurt. If you don't give enough, it can hurt. But living in the strategy of God, money is... That's not what God needs. He needs our attention more than he needs our money. Money is big to people. People put the emphasis on money. God never does. If you give God your attention with the intent to do his word, he can do more with that. Even if it comes down to trusting God with your finances. But if that's in place, other things will be in place. When the Lord has your attention, he has all of you. He has you right where he needs you. And you're more likely to follow through with what he has to do. And when he gives you something to do, hear the whole thing. Hear him out. Pray about it. Ask him for greater wisdom. Ask him for whatever the concern is. Ask him what to do. Until your concerns are solved. But when it's time to act, act. Before you have all the information, act on what he's saying. Because it's going to work when other things don't. God loves us and he don't leave anything out. And when you see needs that you have to fulfill his will, you're going to notice other needs that you may not have thought about. But ask for those concerns. Ask him to help you understand. And he's going to make those things plain as well. He's going to help you consider all things. He already thought of it. And when you're in agreement with him, then you're able to make all the adjustments and go forward. All these things I'm saying from experience and by the prompting of the Holy Spirit. Because nothing that he give you to do should fail. Everything he give you to do is designed to do greater things. And as you follow him, you're going to be so glad you did. Everything will work that he provides you to do. And then there's provision and all the things you act on. You can't, when you start acting on his word, provision will come some kind of way. Whatever he give you to do to help provide for what the things you need, he'll provide for. But be on board with what he's saying to do. All these things are important. So understand full well you can do all things through Christ who strengthens you. Now I'm out of time, but the Lord is not here. Continue to mightily move in and throughout your life. Till next time, remember, I love you. God truly loves you. And Jesus Christ is our Lord.